Hey guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It is currently 5:38 here, so we'll say good afternoon here. Hope you guys are all well and ready to learn.
We're going to be talking about God's love and how it will be presented in your life. So get your Bibles ready and your notepads and like get ready to learn. Oh, right. Okay, let me see this quick prayer for everyone. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray for every single person that is listening to this message, Lord. Lord, I pray that they will receive your love within their hearts. Lord, I pray that from this message that they will start to look into your word and be there for you. And Lord, I pray that you reach out to them and that they'll be able to seek more for you and be desiring for you more. Oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so today's topic is God's love. Now, the Bible tells us that God is love. And you can know his love, you can rely on his love, and live in his love. God's love is not just general in nature. It is also deeply personal and directed specifically towards you. So God gives you this kind of love, God gives you that kind of love. It's different to who you'd give to someone else. You are the target of God's love. And Jesus tells us this in John 15, verse 9. And it says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I have loved you. Now remain in my love.
So where does the love come from? The Bible tells us that love comes from God. It was his idea, ironically, because when he created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he loved people too. Be physically on earth to worship God and to be there for him. So love is not something that God does, it's just who he is. God is love.
From all eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have lived in perfect loving communion. A love they invite you to.
As we continue to pursue Jesus and experience his love, we will see the fruit of God's love is within us result in greater capacity for us to display his goodness to those he placed in our paths. So let's not be shy in exploring God's love for ourselves. Let's be constantly filled with his love so we can display it for all to see.
So what is God's love like? Oh, God's love, that's just something special, isn't it? It's not regular to human love. That's just, it's just divine and perfect in its own way. You know what I mean, divine?
Like, it's just like, it's a best feeling. Like when you know that and you feel it within your heart, it's like you're floating. Like.
It's overwhelming and beautiful and passionate. It's just, God's love is sacrificial and wonderfully merciful. God set his one and only son. He didn't have to, but he did. The lamb. He was slain from the foundation of the world so that we could have life through him. If that isn't love, I don't know what love is.
As in,
that's
like,
a different kind of love. That's love that only God can give you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even before we have a problem, God just has the solution.
And so many examples has been displayed throughout the Bible. Like we have the parable of the prodigal son, which is displayed in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. And in summary, the son thought that because he has his money, he can leave his father's land and do whatever he likes. But then he wasted all his money. He's poor. He's living in some kind of farmer area and he just doesn't know what to do. So he returns home. But once he returns home, he goes to his father and he's like, forgive me. Please do not take me as your son, but take me as your servant. But the father saw the love in him because the fact that the son returned and the father was able to see his son again, that is a new experience of love, and that's what we should be able to feel as well, because God is our Father and God loves us as his children. And when we realize that when we do something wrong and we go back to God and ask for forgiveness, God will welcome us back, even though he already forgave us. But when you recognize and you know that you did it, and you still went back to him, God is happy, and he will show it to you in a way that mm-hmm. you won't even understand. And another example presented was when Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, which is presented in John chapter 13, verse 1 to 17. And when Jesus was washing their feet, he told them that a servant is not greater than his master, and the person who sent was not greater than he who sent him. So God was basically showing his love through his actions. Because even though he is the Son of God, even his disciples can see he is the master, he can perform all these miracles and everything. But even the disciples knew that he's not meant to be washing our feet. We're meant to be washing your feet instead. But mm-hmm. it's the same way as Jesus says that love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Even love your enemies, even though they did something bad for you or whatever they're doing. Love them regardless. I know mm-hmm. it's hurtful, but you gotta do it as a Christian. So, and
there are so many ways that God wants to communicate his love for you. Through his word, through sermons, through prayer, you name it. Like, there's so many ways. Like, it's not even like just the normal stuff. You can literally be painting and then God will literally be speaking to you, you know? Like, there's so many ways to communicate with God. His love is unconditional. He will love you regardless. It doesn't matter what sin you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you feel like you've sinned. You know what I mean? Like, he knows that you're not perfect. He knows that you're bound to sin. But as long as you're willing to accept that and repent, he will never stop loving you. His love is unconditional, and he's happy waiting. He will see you at the door and he will wait for you to knock on the door. And he will open it straight away because that's mm-hmm. how he is. You know, he's never gonna pressure you into doing it. He's always gonna be like, you wanna wait? Oh, you're waiting right now? Oh, you're not in that position? Okay, I understand. I'll never force you. That's how God is. He's ready when we are, you know? Be like, I understand that you need a break right now. That's fine. Like, yeah, remember that you're loved and treasured and valued by God. You're not nothing to him. You are worth something. That's mm-hmm. why everyone says life is priceless. There's no specific value that you can give to life. There's no specific value that you can give to something that God gave you, because it's too big. It's too beautiful. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 31, but you wanted to say something, Dee?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, because we are all created in God's image, and there's a reason why that everything that God designed us is, he made us unique in our own person, and God loves us regardless of what the person that he has created us to. So we just have to, like, appreciate God's love of creating us in a way that it will benefit so many people.
Mm-hmm. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3, God tells us, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I've drawn you with unfailing kindness. Like, that's just, doesn't that just put a smile on your face? Everlasting, everlasting, not temporary, everlasting. That's not permanent, that's infinite. You know, everlasting. Yeah. It's never gonna run out. It's never gonna die. It's never gonna fade away. It's there, always. And he draws you in with unfailing kindness. What does this mean? It means that God wants you to get close to him. But that doesn't mean he will force you. That doesn't mean that he will bring his spirit down on you. And then straight away, boom, you're Christian, you know, you're speaking tongues, because that destroys basically free will. That basically destroys free will. But what he will do instead is that he will put so many seeds around you, you don't even realize. He will put people in your life, he will put situations in your life, you'll be listening to certain music, you'll be in this certain circumstance, and that is God slowly pulling you to him. It's like a small thread. have been attached to you, and it's slowly pulling you. Oh, I need to add this weight. This weight can be this person that you sent into your life. And then he's going to put another weight. And then that's that. That weight is the gospel music that you love to listen to. Then another weight. And that's all the sermons that you listen to. He will wait. He will slowly do it. He will never rush. God is a selfish God. He knows his plans for us. And he knows what's best for us. And he wants what's best for us. So he will never force us into it. He will let us take our time.
That is really deep. I didn't really know that verse is something that we all really need to hear, especially the second part. I will draw you with unfailing kindness, and that type of kindness is something that is very hard to see with people probably around your age in this society, because there's so many violence and anger and so much is a war happening, and you just don't see the real feeling with kindness. And it leads me to the next part, like, what does God see when he looks at you? Like, as human beings, there are many things that can affect our views on life, and the way we see ourselves is just, we have so many thoughts like put into minds, like, I'm ugly, I'm unlikable, or I can't do this because of this, I can't do that because of that. Like, sometimes things are going well and we feel great, and then sometimes we're just like, why am I like this? Or why do I feel this way? Is that feeling of confusion is not really sent by God. It's something that is just drawn into us because of our surroundings and our environment. Next part.
So the one person whose opinion can shape us and help us in most of our lives is only Jesus. That's it. You know why? Because you're saved. Do you need evidence? Go to Romans 10:9. You're forgiven. God forgives you for everything you've done. Don't believe me? Go to Acts 10:43. He's giving you eternal life because of him. Don't believe me? Go to the verse that everyone knows, John 3:16. You are a new creation. God creates you in his image and he calls you perfect. Don't believe me? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You are known as a child of God. God calls you his child. He's given you that name. He is proud of you. Don't believe me? Go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And God lives in you. His spirit lives in you. His mercy lives in you. His love lives in you. And you see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
It's very important that you write these down and write the Bible verses as well, because you can see how it links and everything. And if you know these key opinions, if you know these key facts as living as a Christian, then you're all good. Like,
you're done. All you need is God's love. That's all you need.
With you. Like, that's that it.
If that, like, doesn't God's strengthen opinion, your faith, I don't know what will. Honestly.
Exactly. Like, God's opinion is the only opinion that should matter.
Yeah.
Not none of other people's opinion. People come at you being like, oh, you can't dress, you can't cook, you can't sing, you can't do this, you can't do that. Those opinions don't matter. That's what causes the confusion, the insecurities and all that. But God's opinion on you does not change, because his opinion is always positive. And he only does that because he loves you. He is constant in his thoughts towards you. And he doesn't like leave you. He doesn't leave your well. Like the Bible says in Psalms, be still, for I am still with you. When you're still in the thoughts that God has for you, just remember God is with you all along your way.
So the power of God's love. Now, fear may be the single biggest reason why we hesitate to step out in our faith in our lives. Because I won't lie to you, it's hard to have faith. Like, faith is believing in something that you can't see, something that you can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
If that's, it's not easy. It's not a human characteristic. You have to develop it.
Mm.
Now, God's perfect love will drive us out. Drive us out of fear, because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how God understands that it's not a normal human feeling to have. You know, it's something that's developed, and he knows mm-hmm. that it's not always easy to stay in it. That's why he has the love for us. Because if that wasn't the case, so many people, including myself, we would be in far worse situations than we are right now. But because of God's love for us, he's not willing to give us up because of our fear sometimes. Sometimes we have to hold back, you know. Oh, really? Is God going to do this? But that doesn't mean that you should doubt him.
Yeah, most definitely. You know,
it's okay to have those feelings, you know. Oh, I really hope God works, and etc. But it's not okay to doubt. Never doubt God. There's a difference.
We ultimately have
nothing to fear, because God's love is above everything else. Realistically, above our education, above our jobs, above our marriages, God's love is superior to all of that. And it's all, we all see that through Christ.
Very much so. He's, fear is sent from the devil. Fear is something that he wants to the people of this, of people of God to feel what the devil has been feeling. Because mm-hmm. even the devil is scared of God. Like, the devil knows the God's power mm-hmm. and how he's able to do everything. And mm-hmm. he knows when God has claimed you as his child, he has to work twice as hard to mm-hmm. break you down. And so many of us feel like, oh yeah, it must be nice to live without fear. It must be nice to, you know, just to walk into a world that is, there's no anger, there's no this, there's no that. But fortunately, we all have been given the free will, and people act out based on whatever they act out. So we got to remember that our Father always meets us right where we are and help us at the points that we need help. But don't feel like when you call out for God and be like, oh, please help me with this, help me with that, don't feel like God will come to you like instantly, because God's timing is correct. Mm-hmm. God will come to you when the time comes. Because his timing shows that when God comes and to be there for you and to lead your way, that's when God was like, oh, you're ready for you to take you out of there and bring you to the next mm-hmm. step. If God knows when you're not ready to move on to a place, to another place. And in John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says that, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Now, we need to really understand what Jesus is saying there. Like, Jesus is leaving his peace with us. That's above the peace that we get here. His mm-hmm. peace, that's, he, we need to remind ourselves that Jesus is part of the Trinity.
Yes.
He's part of the Trinity. And that means he's part of the Holy Spirit. Now, we know the fruits of the Spirit: peace, kindness, love, patience, which means when he says that he's giving us his peace, then it's supreme. That peace can silence all violence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting us know that if we choose to accept his peace, we'll have peace within our hearts, within our minds, within everything that's happening around us. Now, as with everything in the kingdom, this peace is accessed by faith. Of course it will be. You can't have peace, God's peace, Jesus' peace, if you don't believe in him, if you don't believe in him with your whole spirit, with your whole soul, it makes sense. You need to have faith in who God is, in his word, and the promises that he's given to us. We all know Jeremiah 29:11. We know that he's promised us plans, you know. Mm-hmm. When I say success, I don't mean success in the ways of the world, but success in the ways of the spirit. That doesn't mean money. That just means happiness. That means having a stable place. That means having the correct people in your life. You know? If we need to learn how to have faith in his love. And you need to have faith in his faithfulness as well.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I love this passage. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It's peace. It just brings peace to my mind.
It's very calming. Mm-hmm. It's very peaceful. It's peaceful. It's like a river. Like a river can mind its own business and still flow down the stream, like just freely. Like we can do the same thing when we live with God and knowing that we have that type of peace. It's like you can just live life so calmly, knowing the fact that no one can harm you, knowing the fact that God is still with you.
Yeah.
But as we continue to trust in Jesus and walk with him, his powerful love dries up all of our fear, allows us to move deeper into the freedom that he has purchased for us. So, our brothers and sisters, as we are going to finish off this message, just remember, God loves you no matter what. As in, if whatever sin that you did or whatever troubles that you're going through, God loves you. He's just waiting for you to knock on his door. And as soon as you knock on his door, that's when you start to feel it and start to believe in him, because he loves you regardless.
Yeah. We need to remind ourselves that, I always say it all the time, we are a physical example of God's love. Where we started to where we are now, that's an example of God's love. That's an example of the power of God's love. Now, at this time, I want you to just sit for a second and think. When I say the phrase, God is love, what does that make you think? How does that make you feel? When you say to yourself, God is love, what does that make you want to do? Does that make you want to praise him? Does that make you want to repent because you know that God is merciful? Does that make yourself aspire more to be more like the Spirit? Mm. Ask the Lord if there's any areas in your life that you want him to increase love. Could that be in your education? Could that be in your home life? Could that be in your relationships? Think about it. Evaluate your life right now and think about, I need more of God's love. I need God to show his love here. I need it, because right now it's too painful. It's too sad. Nothing here is working. Continue to think. How can you become increasingly aware of God's love for you as you go out day to day? As I said, we are physical examples of God's love. So how can we show that to other people? There are people in this world that don't understand God. Compared to me, compared to Divine, compared to you, what are you going to do? How are you going to show them God's love? What are you going to say to them? Go on.
I feel like you should write this down. Like if you have like a notepad or whatever.
Definitely.
You need for like personal thoughts and everything, I feel like you should, especially this question, write down like what do you want, like something to improve in your life, to show difference, to make them feel like, and for you to be proud that I am a child of God, I have received God's love, and I want to be able to share it with everyone. Like, there's so many ways to do it from. It can be through like music, it can be through like hobbies, it can be through like just generally just talking to someone, you know, like just make sure it's written in your heart as well, because God sees the heart, and the heart speaks truthful words, especially in spirit.
God doesn't see you by who you are. He sees your heart. He sees how you react to things in your heart, not through your soul, through your mind. He looks directly at the heart. So think about how you accept God's love. Now, as we finish up, as you pray independently, one thing I would like for you to do is to talk to God and say, God, I heard what you said today. I heard you talked about love. Now, today, I need you to show me love. I feel like I've missed signs of your love. So could you show me it? Show me it today. Show me it this week. This year, I want to see the full extent of your love. Now, for the rest of the week, I want you to focus on that.
Well, we have come to the end of our message. I hope this is really helpful for you. I hope that you really understand the true meaning of God's love, and I pray that you receive it in your hearts, and I pray that within this message that you'll be able to share it to other people as well, based on your own understanding of God's love. So God bless you all.
God bless you all.
I wish you a good day, night, evening, whatever you're at. And
hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah.